This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
Welcome to this episode of Fairways and Greens. I'm your host, Gaylord Rhodes, the Vegas golf coach. And after 30 years as a golf professional, teacher, and coach, I decided it was time to share the knowledge and insights into the world of golf that I have gathered during my career as a golf professional. And joining me each episode will be a special guest from the golf industry. Together, we will discuss and share their insights, expertise, knowledge, and stories from their career and life in golf as well. Hope you enjoy this episode, and as always, I welcome and appreciate your input and suggestions for future shows, as well as your questions. So feel free to reach out and get in touch with me, the Vegas Golf Coach, by emailing me at info@golfcoachpodcast.com. That's info@golfcoachpodcast.com. Reach out and let us know what's on your mind and what you're thinking about. So let's get started with today's show. Hello and welcome to this episode of Fairways and Greens. This is your host, the Vegas Golf Coach, Gaylord Rhodes. And I want to welcome everybody into this new season and new year, 2018. Took a little time off to visit with family, and I'm back and excited about the fact that Tiger Woods is coming back this week. This should be a really exciting week for golf and all our golf fans out there. You know, it used to be that the start of the season, kind of for everybody, was when Tiger showed up at the Masters. But now that he's been gone for so long, and we've seen some signs of good play, and I'm actually fairly excited to see how he performs this week in Torrey Pines. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. Looks like maybe the golf season's really going to get started this week as Tiger makes his return to golf, and I'm kind of excited about that. Wanted to let everyone know that I'm going to be doing some short episodes this season. I'm still going to be bringing out some guests from time to time to talk about different things. I always like to expose new products to the marketplace. If any of you out there have, golf professionals out there have a rant or something you want to talk about, or a concept or a theory that you'd like to discuss with me, just feel free to give me a call anytime. Or you can catch me on Facebook at the Vegas Golf Coach and just reach out to me, and I'll be more than happy to promote a charity event for you, or a junior event, or a disabled veterans event in your area, if you'd like to get a little extra exposure. That's what the show's for, really. It's just it's a little bit different for those of you who haven't been tuned in before. It's not about current events. It's about about golf and things that, and people that have a passion for golf. And obviously, I've been teaching for over 30 years now, and I really just enjoy it and have a passion for it. And so I share my insights and thoughts about it. And so today's show, I'm going to do a kind of a short little podcast today, and I'm going to talk about one of the things that I run into a lot as a teacher, and that's a question that I ask my students. And basically the question is, are you playing golf? Are you playing golf swing? This is a question I ask not so much the beginning players, but a lot of the people that come in, a lot of my students that come in have been playing the game for a while, and they're absorbed in the golf swing, and they really are missing, I think, one of the biggest parts of this whole journey, and that's the game. I mean, the reason we pick up a golf club is to play the game, and although it's nice to be able to perfect your golf swing, if you're out on the golf course thinking about your golf swing, you're not playing golf. So let's get right to today's subject for the show. Again, as I mentioned, it's a question I ask my students frequently, particularly the ones that have been playing for a while and are coming in for swing help, and I ask them, why are you here? I mean, what's the purpose? It's always about, hitting the ball better, being more consistent, getting more distance. It's all related to the golf swing, obviously, and that's great, because that's what, as a coach, that my job is to help them understand why they hit it left, right, and straight, and what causes their misses, so that they can have a model or a plan in place to go and actually improve. They have to do the work. I can guide them. It's my job to watch them and kind of get a feel for what the number one or two things that they're doing wrong that we might be able to improve on to help them swing a little better and make better ball contact. Obviously, my goal is to try to improve impact and help them understand motion. But the problem is there's so much information out there now. There's way, way, way too much information, I think, for many reasons. And I'm not saying it's all bad. A lot of it's tremendous information that we have now. But for me, there's a huge imbalance between the technical swing analysis and the proper golf coaching. You know, swing analysis on its own makes the game more complicated and takes a player further away from the path to their best motion. Fixed on swing mechanics, and getting fixed on swing mechanics is one of the major reasons we've not seen any advancement in average scores since the 1970s. Basically, what I try to do is build strong fundamentals and work on basic swing instruction and motion, and then try to help them with their feel and muscle memory. And what we're trying to do is produce a free-flowing motion without conscious control or swing thoughts. And sadly, what I see is most of my students are, when they're on the golf course, they're standing over the majority of their shots, focusing on a checklist of positions and swing thoughts, and some of the, you know, and it's frustrating. Rather than being relaxed and focusing on the target and the conditions for the shot at hand, they're guilty of being trapped in a frustrating game of hit the ball, and they're missing out on a lot of the enjoyable aspects of the game. So, you know, my goal is to get them to understand their swing so that they can put it into a better balanced motion, get a feel for what it is it's like to swing and balance, and then to be able to get out there and play the game. Because in its true essence, golf is a target game, and it should be a fun and enjoyable experience. The game of golf should be played at a creative level and not a mechanical level. And unfortunately, too many golfers today, with all the instruction, the YouTube, the biomechanics, there's so much information out there. You can just get lost in this concept of a mechanical motion you're trying to create. The perfect golf swing is the one that fits the situation at hand, not the one you spend hours on the range trying to perfect under constant unchanging conditions. The range is not the golf course. It's a place where you can warm up and kind of get a feel for your motion that day. And that's what I do prior to warming up, just trying to get a feel for what I'm going to do with my body and my motion that day. And at my age, at 63, you know, I'm looking for that balance every day when I go to the range. Obviously, I kind of own my golf swing. I know why I hit it left, right, and straight. So if I'm on the golf course and I hit a few bad shots, it's pretty simple to correct it. But again, I'm guilty sometimes of getting too involved in the swing itself. And I stop playing the game and I start playing the golf swing, you know, it's not pretty. And suddenly, you know, this double bogey pops up out of nowhere because I'm too focused on trying to fix something in my backswing rather than just hitting the shot. The physical mechanics and positions of the golf swing are widely taught. There's tons of information out there. And thanks in particular to all the wonderful new technology and the swing analysis software, which I've mentioned, that's available today. It seems like every month there's a new theory or secret on how to create the perfect golf swing. But when you take a motion, and let's not forget that the golf swing motion is a motion from start to finish. It's not a series of parts or positions. There's no positions in a motion. There's only alignments in the beginning. A good balanced brace setup position and balance, and a motion that allows you to move and rotate from the right foot to the left foot and into a finished position is really kind of the basic golf swing motion. And it is a swinging motion. You're trying to allow the body to swing the arms and the golf club through the ball into a finished position, and not attempting to take your hand and eye coordination or your arms and hands and just literally try to hit the golf ball. That is not a golf swing motion, that's a hitting motion. So dissecting the whole into parts to see how each one functions can be beneficial for analyzing where your swing might be breaking down, and that would be something you would probably hopefully work on with your coach or another or someone who's very knowledgeable about those things. But it can be very detrimental if you're trying to actually create these positions in your golf swing while you're playing. Simply put, you can't have a swing unless you have the motion of a swing present in the club head, and you can't dissect a motion into its parts and still have a motion. So you can't take a swing apart and still have a swing. And I hope that makes sense. So consequently, if your concept of the swing motion is muddled up with the mechanical thoughts and positions you take, and you take that to the golf course, you're probably going to be focused on some form of conscious swing effort instead of reacting to the shot at hand. And so the game can be very frustrating, believe me, for all of us. But if you're out there thinking golf swing, you're going to be very, very frustrated. So you're now playing, you know, you go out there with all these thoughts in your mind and you're playing golf swing, not golf, and your ability to improve your scores, play better golf and enjoy the game is going to be a frustrating experience. And so the real solutions for overcoming this problem are based on simplifying your understanding of the full swing into concepts based on a complete balanced motion. And that's what I encourage my students to do. I have them swing to balance at home. My beginners, our first goal is to get them into a balanced setup position, good grip, good posture, and teach them how to swing the golf club to a balanced finish position. I rarely put the ball down with beginners in the beginning, and if I do, it's at a point when they've developed a concept of what the swing motion is all about and how the tool, or AKA the golf club, should be used in the golf swing. Once they understand that, and they begin to develop a motion, then we can introduce the ball at the bottom of the arc, but their goal is to still to reach the proper low point and finish in balance. And those are simple concepts that if you focus on those and your whole goal is to finish in a balanced finish position, a lot of things that can go wrong are eliminated. If you're falling out of balance at the finish of your golf swing, there's obviously some things that need to be addressed. And that's what I do as a coach, is I try to allow the student to make his best balanced golf motion, and then we identify the areas that are creating the imbalance, and we work on those areas. And then when on the golf course, you know, it's see the shot, check the conditions, pick the club, know your yardages, all those kind of things are part of the game. And then stand up and finish in balance and go accept the result, go get the ball and hit the next shot. And leaving the mechanics on the lesson tee is very difficult for many people. And I just think that your goal with your instructor should be to develop a motion, a balanced motion, and focus on that motion. Find the areas that create the imbalance in your swing and work on those. A lot of times without the ball in front of you, it's a lot easier to change motion and discover your balance. And I know every time I'm struggling, I'm always out of balance on the golf course. My footwork is out of balance. I'm not getting to my finish position. I'm not releasing the right side. All of these things occur when I'm in balance. And so if I start thinking about things in the backswing, like where my hands are, or is the club stuck behind me, or all that stuff, it literally puts my focus behind me instead of in front of me toward the target. And just like everyone else, I get into this out of balance, thinking about my swing, thinking about, you know, where the club is. You know, I do know why I hit block my ball and pull it. And so I start, it's very hard for me to wipe those thoughts out and just get back, relax, get into a good balanced position at address, and just let the swing flow to the finish. And when I do that, I always play well. And you know, visualizing the shot's always a huge thing. And I'm not a great visualizer. I'm more of a feel player. But I like to feel the swing and feel the motion I'm going to make to hit the shot I'm trying to hit. And so visualizing it is an important part. So I always pick out my target. I pick out the area I want to, the side of, you know, shot shape I'm trying to fix. It allows me to make, if I'm just focused on my swing motion, it allows me to make quick adjustments based on what the ball's doing. And it frees me up to become more target aware and less mechanical. When you begin to actually play golf and not golf swing, you will finally be free to play better golf and improve your scores. And more importantly, have more fun. So I would encourage you, if you're out there working on your swing, find a coach who can help you identify the things that create imbalance in your motion. And work on those things. And then when you go out to play, let's focus on the target. Let's focus on motion. Let's focus on your finish position. The golf swing is definitely a learned process. No one's born with a golf swing. There are only three sources that can affect the swing motion. And that's what the player believes is the way to swing it. Okay. And if he's wound up in way too many mechanics, he's going to create confusion. And it's also what the player's body will allow him or her to do, which is very important, which is my job as a coach, is to make sure that the motion we're working on is attainable with their physical condition. And if we have to work around some physical conditions, we create the best balanced motion we can for that situation. And then the third thing is what the player's clubs will allow him to do. And you know, I'm a big advocate of getting golf clubs that fit. And so many of my students that are beginners think, well, I'm not good enough to get fit golf clubs. And the truth is, if you don't, And there are some problems with that equipment in terms of the lie angle, the shaft length, the flex, the weight. If those issues exist, then you're going to be doomed to develop your best balance swinging motion around a club that doesn't reward you very well. And so I believe that if your focus is on creating a balanced swing motion, you better have a golf club that rewards that motion. And that's as simple as I can put the importance of having a properly fit golf club. I mean, it's very difficult to swing a golf club in balance that doesn't reward you properly. And you will fix it, and you will frustrate yourself trying to make that golf club work for you. And so I'm just, as a heads up, again, I'm going to review these three things when it comes to the golf swing being a learned process. It's only these three things, and let's just call them the three sources that will affect your swing motion, and that's what you believe is the way to swing it. So you want to have a very clear model in your mind, which is what you should develop with your coach. What the player's body will allow him to do, and then what the player's golf clubs will allow him to do. And so all three of those things are key to developing a balanced swing motion. And believe me, the golf club can be a very vital part of that. So I have what I consider my balanced golf swing motion. And if someone hands me a club and I feel like I've done my balanced motion and I don't like what the ball's doing, I don't hit it again. Because my gut feeling is I can probably make that club work, but what's it going to do to my overall balanced swing motion? So put that in your coffee cup and think about it for a while, because that's an important thing that I think a lot of amateurs overlook. And so many of my beginners come to their lessons and they've got some clubs they bought on eBay or Walmart or somebody gave them to them. And, you know, I always check them. And if the club isn't going to suit my idea of what their balanced motion should be, and I will give them a club that I know they can swing to balance with and get rewarded with good ball flight. A lot of times it's a longer shafted hybrid or fairway wood, 7-wood or something, that allows them to get in, you know, stand up a little bit and kind of swing a little bit shallower through the ball and create a nice, rather than an iron that they're going to swing down and hit the ground and swing up. And it's just a better way to, I think, to teach in the beginning. If you're teaching motion and balance, you want to give them a club that's easier for them to make that motion with. Just a couple other things. You know, I do think that you need to be careful. There's a huge imbalance between technical swing analysis and proper golf coaching out there. And I think it's unfortunate that a lot of beginners tend to try to teach themselves. And there is a ton of information. Swing analysis on its own, makes the game more complicated and takes a player further away from the path to their best motion, as I mentioned before. Being fixed on and having a fixation on swing mechanics is just not a very good way to play the game, particularly if you're out playing. What we're trying to do is produce, a free-flowing swing without conscious control or swing thoughts. And that would be the best way to go play the game. So the question, again, as I posed in the beginning, is are you playing golf or golf swing? And I think you should put some serious thought into that. It's interesting, if you kind of relate this to tour players, you know, there's tour players that'll go out and shoot 68 or 66 in one round and 78 or 82 the next one on the same course. Why does that happen? And is it a sudden change in swing mechanics? I really don't think so. I think it's more of a little bit of doubt creeps in. I just think that really is what happens out there, and they begin to doubt their own mechanics and their own feel, and then they start to get out of sync a little bit. But, you know, almost all good tour players can hit the ball perfectly during their warm-up, and this goes for all golfers, and then go out and play like a beginner on the first hole. In many cases, that's a result of working on, you know, getting your mechanics grooved when you're scraping and hitting. That's the scrape and hit syndrome, where you're just rolling a ball in and hitting it and rolling another ball in and trying to get, you know, all these compensations grooved. And then you go out on the golf course and you wait between shots and the timing goes away, and consequently you're back thinking about your swing mechanics because you start hitting the ball poorly, and it's just this vicious cycle that starts on the range before your round, take you to the golf course, and you're stuck because you don't know what the real problem is. In any case, that was my rant for today. I appreciate my audience, and I hope that we can get some more guests on here shortly. I'm going to continue on these shorter podcasts on my theories on different things. And again, today's was on, are you playing golf or golf swing? And what I see in a lot of golfers. And I would encourage you to, if you want to play better golf, go play golf. If you want to work on your swing, go work on your swing. But when you get on the golf course, please put your mechanics to rest and try to come up with a concept with your coach that allows you to understand your best balance motion. And when you're out of balance, work on your balance. Work on the one or two things that will help you create a better balanced golf swing. It's your golf swing. It's not mine. It's not your coach's. It's your swing. You will have to do the work. But what you're trying to achieve is balance. Just like everything in life, balance is a key fundamental. So with that said, I'm going to close out today's show. Wish all my audience the best, and we'll see you soon. Well, folks, it's time to say goodbye to this episode of Fairways and Greens. Hope you enjoyed the show. And if you would like to subscribe to the show, just head over to golfcoachpodcast.com. That's www.golfcoachpodcast.com. And don't forget to reach out with your questions and your input on the show to info@golfcoachpodcast.com. So reach out with your questions and anything you'd like to add or any suggestion on future shows to info@golfcoachpodcast.com. And you can find me, the Vegas Golf Coach, and a link to my blogs, coaching centers, and programs at www.vegasgolfcoach.com. That's www.vegasgolfcoach.com. So goodbye for now, and here's to finding your share of fairways and greens in your journey through life and golf.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.